Have you ever wondered why some women effortlessly build wealth while others struggle paycheck to paycheck, regardless of income? Financial advisor David Bach discovered the answer from his grandmother Rose, who transformed a modest $10 weekly salary into a $1 million portfolio. Her secret? You don't have to be rich to be an investor. This revelation sparked Bach's mission to democratize financial education for women through his groundbreaking book, Smart Women Finish Rich. The book's enduring popularity stems from a simple truth. Financial independence isn't about your income, it's about what you do with what you have. Women face unique challenges, earning 25% less than men, spending more time out of the workforce for caregiving, and living approximately 7 years longer. Yet, remarkably, research shows women make better investors than men, outperforming them by 9% annually. This advantage comes from developing solid, research-based investment plans and maintaining a longer-term perspective rather than chasing hot tips or trading frequently. Before diving into investments or retirement plans, you must understand what money truly means to you. Your attitudes about money define everything about your financial situation: how much you need, how hard you'll work for it, and how you'll feel when you get it. When Bach asks women what's important about money, they naturally focus on values rather than goals, listing security, freedom, choices, happiness, meaning, family time, and helping others. Without these core values, financial goals rarely get accomplished. Consider Jessica's story. Despite earning $75,000 annually, she lived paycheck to paycheck because she spent over $2,000 monthly on non-essentials that didn't align with her core values of family time and community involvement. To create your own values ladder, ask yourself, "What's important about money to me?" Write your answer, then repeatedly ask, "What's important about previous value to me?" for each subsequent step. Focus on identifying true values like freedom, security, happiness, rather than goals, specific amounts, or acquisitions. Bach's grandmother taught him not to put all his eggs in one basket, wisdom that evolved into his three-basket approach to financial planning. The security basket serves as your financial fortress against life's unexpected challenges. It requires six elements: 3 to 24 months of living expenses in a money market account, an up-to-date will or living trust, comprehensive health insurance, adequate life insurance if you have dependents, disability insurance, and long-term care insurance by age 60. The retirement basket implements the crucial pay-yourself-first principle, automatically directing 12% of pre-tax income before it hits your checking account. For maximum benefit, contribute enough to capture any employer match, then consider Roth IRA options. The dream basket transforms hopes into achievable goals through systematic saving and investing of at least 5% of after-tax income. Dreams should be categorized by timeline: short-term, 1 to 2 years in high-yield savings, mid-term, 2 to 5 years in conservative bond funds, and long-term, 5+ years in more aggressive stock-based investments. The power of this system lies in its balance. All three baskets should be funded simultaneously, even if initial contributions are small. Before pursuing high returns, protect yourself from major financial pitfalls. Start by organizing your finances. Document your values and goals, complete a family financial inventory, calculate your net worth, and track income and expenses. Address credit card debt immediately, as it creates persistent stress until eliminated. Consider mortgage choices carefully. A 30-year mortgage on a $250,000 home costs over $660,000 versus $493,000 for a 15-year term, saving $168,000. Don't delay home ownership. Building equity benefits you rather than a landlord. Avoid speculation and focus on diversified portfolios that weather market volatility. Consider tax implications, avoid illiquid investments, and persist through setbacks. Bach's grandmother lost a year's savings on her first stock investment, but learned from the experience and committed to financial education. Remember, while mistakes happen, learning from others' experiences accelerates your path to financial security. Before making your own costly financial mistakes, learn from these 10 common errors. First, don't invest before getting organized. Write down your values, complete a financial inventory, determine your net worth, and understand your income and expenses. Second, take credit card debt seriously. It creates constant stress until paid off. Third, avoid 30-year mortgages, which Bach calls the biggest single scam perpetuated on the American public today, inflating a $250,000 home's cost to over $660,000 compared to $493,000 with a 15-year mortgage. Fourth, don't wait to buy real estate. When you own a home, you build equity for yourself. When you rent, you build someone else's wealth. Fifth, start saving for retirement now. 95% of Americans over 65 have incomes under $25,000, with only 2% truly financially comfortable. Sixth, avoid speculation, which is gambling by another name. Seventh, build a diversified portfolio to protect against market volatility. Eighth, minimize taxes through strategic planning. Ninth, avoid illiquid investments that lock up your money for years. Finally, never give up. Bach's grandmother lost her first investment, but committed to becoming financially educated rather than quitting. Financial transformation happens through simple, sustainable tools aligned with your core values. Rebecca, a 27-year-old marketing executive with $23,000 in credit card debt, maximized her 401k, opened a Roth IRA with automatic contributions, and tackled her debt systematically. Within 18 months, she built $15,000 in retirement savings while reducing her debt by 40%. Gail and her husband, despite earning $120,000 combined, transformed their finances by creating wills, purchasing life insurance, and automating 12% savings with maximized 401k contributions. Within 2 years, they halved their debt and built $60,000 in retirement savings. These stories show that regardless of your starting point, whether facing bankruptcy, debt, or lacking direction, consistent application of sound principles can revolutionize your financial future. As Bach's grandmother said, you don't have to be rich to be an investor. Your journey to financial independence starts today, not next month, not after a raise, not when the economy improves. Begin with one small step. Identify your values, calculate your net worth, or automate a monthly $50 savings transfer. Financial freedom isn't just about numbers. It's about creating a life where money serves your values rather than controlling your choices. The path is clear. The principles are proven. Will you take the first step?